Fiona is a good girl, but trailing Fredericks is a dangerous mission. When I heard one of the codebreakers use my name, I couldn't help eavesdropping. Not very polite, I know, but jolly informative. I put down my pencil and craned my neck. I couldn't see around the partition separating my desk from the rest of the office, but I knew who was speaking all the same. I can't believe the upper brass is sending her, a mere file clerk and a woman, no less. I recognised Mr. Knox's booming voice. Espionage is no job for a woman. Dilly Knox was a former classics scholar at Cambridge and one of the best codebreakers in Room 40, the heart of British intelligence, despite his old-fashioned views. I couldn't help but like him.
Shame about her husband. Widows get up to all sorts of things these days.
Steady on, Mr. Grey, with your high-pitched little whine. And here I thought Nigel Grey was more broad-minded than most of the men in Room 40. Mr. Grey, the grandson of the 5th Lord of Walsingham, studied several languages at Eton College and then went into publishing before being recruited as a codebreaker.
But spying on the bloody Germans? Surely that's a man's job.
Mr. Knox again. Come on, chaps, it's 1917, not the Dark Ages. Can't you see, thanks to this bloody war, women are carrying the world?